I believe in putting it down.
I believe in doctor's visits.
I believe in being yourself.
I believe in gum.
I believe in getting lost.
I believe in midnight snacks.
I believe in fear.
I believe in ice cream.
I believe in fairies.
I believe in sledding.
I believe in water guns.
I believe in music.
I believe in teammates.
I believe in running.
I believe in wrong turns.
I believe in family.
This, we believe.
Milo Medvin is a freshman student at Chatham High School. In his free time, he likes playing basketball and FIFA. Milo enjoys skiing during the winter and going to the beach during the summer.
I believe in playing baseball on the beach. I'm not a baseball player, and I never have been, but that does not matter. When my cousins and I set up the diamond on the burning hot sand with some old shoes as bases, nothing matters except the match. All worries are erased while the bat is grasped in our palms. We could finally be ourselves and have a blast. However, the intensity is comparable to the World Series. I believe in accepting my flaws. The dozens of games we have played have taught me to be myself. I'm not a great baseball player, but I still embrace every second of it and love to play. I will never be embarrassed about my flaws because we all have them. I do not feel uncomfortable playing because all of my cousins who do play the sport, they will still support me no matter what happens. Understanding and accepting my flaws has benefited me for years now. In elementary school, I was the worst kickball player. Whenever the gym teacher announced we were playing kickball, I felt as if I had just been sentenced to death, but that is an understatement. Stepping up to the plate, dreading the shame I was about to bring to myself. Little did I realize that nobody really cared about what would happen. How could kickball be a kid's biggest nightmare? When the year ended, and a summer full of playing ball on the beach passed, gym kickball felt much different the next year. It did not matter how bad I was, because I embraced it and had fun, and that is what really matters. I believe in being competitive. Baseball on the beach has given me a much more competitive spirit. In my earlier years, sports had always been a fun activity, but I had never seemed to take them seriously. Playing ball with my cousins had changed my spirit entirely. At the shore about 2 or 3 years ago, we were enjoying an average pickup game until a couple of kids challenged us to a game. In our heads, we all thought we were professionals. Though the guys were older, we immediately stepped up and accepted the challenge. Little did we know what was about to go down. As the game commenced, my team was talking some trash to the other team. I did not feel comfortable, so I kind of laid back. Six innings later, there was no more trash to talk. Everything we had taunted them about, these guys proved wrong. Shot after shot, runs for the opponents kept on coming in. The game dragged on, the score shooting up and up each inning for the opposition. As the dreadful match finally came to a close, I was fighting for my life to not let out the waterworks. My cousins had quickly lost that battle. We moped away in defeat, heads sunken in our chest. The chuckles of the deserved winners filled the air around us. An uncontrollable feeling of fury rushed through my body like nothing I had ever felt. It was at that moment I realized I despised losing. I believe in respect. Our games of baseball, no matter how competitive, always stayed respectful. And I now know to respect and accept everyone.